Hi, I'm David Lerner-Schwartz, the fiction editor for Four-Way Review. I'm going to talk about three pieces in our November 15th issue, our 19th issue. The first short is called Excerpt from the History of Literacy by Kaiming Chang. Chang was recently honored as a National Book Foundation 5 Under 35. Her debut novel, Bestiary, was published by Random House earlier this year. This short short follows the niece of smaller uncle and his wife, medium aunt. The three sleep together in the same sofa bed in a room where language buzzes everywhere, even in the subtitles on their soundless TV, which smaller uncle broke when he was drunk. The beginning of this piece is immediately arresting. Smaller uncle claimed he could predict a flood was coming when all his nose hair swooned and sprinkled the sink. A long time ago, before he washed cars, he used to be a weatherman, which I thought meant he could manufacture weather, plucking out strands of his own hair to double as lightning, the way the Monkey King scattered stalks of his hair to multiply himself. But Medium Ant told me that actually it just meant he used to stand in front of a cardboard cutout sun and guess what time the sky would arrive. Here, Chang cues us into the three central characters of the story, gives us a sense of our characters' culture and class, and hints at how both severity and humor can exist at once. We understand that rain is arrival, is something beginning or changing. Later, she writes, I asked Medium Ant if she thought tonight would rain, and she said, I hope not. Our ceiling doesn't even hold up against the dark. Look how tomorrow's leaked in. The mold will multiply into men, and then where will we go? I love how effective Chang is in her prose. Each sentence sends the mind to the direct next effect, all while summoning 100 possibilities. Medium Ant defers her niece's question by moving toward fantasy, but it's in this realm that we learn more about her than if she'd simply answered, I hope not. And yet Medium Ant's metaphor is also the tool through which she can communicate her worry. Rain, tomorrow, and men are all in their way, an eviction notice. Next, we've Monsieur Reynard, a flash piece by Holly M. Wendt. Wendt is the director of creative writing at Lebanon Valley College, whose writing has appeared in Hobart, Barrel House, and the Prairie Schooner Anthology of Contemporary Sports Writing. Wendt includes an epigraph from one of the better-known Arthurian chivalric romances and invokes the archetypical red trickster fox. In Monsieur Reynard, we as readers become the fox, all while analyzing the role of the fox, the role of story. Through lyricism and second-person address, Wendt immerses us in questions of authority and trope, of language and writing. I love how Wendt uses archetype as a springboard to investigate the very real experience of the fox as both character and metaphor. Wendt writes, a fox isn't a person. A fox isn't given. A fox has to get all on its own. A rabbit, a den, a mouthful of feathers, because hunger is a gag in the throat, an acid turn in the belly. Hunger is wanting and wanting, and when someone does give a fox, it is not the soft part of a bird, not the thing the fox wants, but some lines in a poem. A fox is gotten, a fox is given to someone else, but only after the fox is dead, and only to remind the man in the bed of the wager he made against the fishbone sliver of his life. Here, Wendt is deftly engaging the Reynard the Fox literary cycle as well as the epigrammatic text, all while situating us within the corporeal experience of hunger and gift exchange. The result is a statement like, a fox is gotten, a passcode through which Wendt combines metonymy with characterization. Suddenly, the fox can be both in this story, as it has been throughout literature as aggregate. Closing our issue is John Barr Heinen's All We Had to Do Was Swim. Heinen has been published in the Cimarron Review, the Florida Review, and serves as the managing editor of Crazy Horse. His piece follows two brothers who move between divorced parents in a city pocked by potholes. In type, sharp prose, Heinen explores the effects of environmental collapse on a child witnessing familial collapse. The younger brother, from a crucial emotional distance, shows that the heart of the story is heard in what isn't said. The protagonist and his dad watch as an armored car gets swallowed by a newfound pothole. Once home, he shares the news with his mom. Heinen writes, "She said she knew we were worried, and that Dad could stay with us for a while if he wanted. In that moment, I imagined all of us back together, like whatever had come between them could be forgiven and forgotten, but our dad shook his head." I love the usage of the imagined, the conditional, the hypothetical in fiction. It helps us see realities without needing to trace their consequences. In this passage, Heinen hints at the parents' divorce, all while summoning a new kind of pothole. What surface is truly smooth? In the face of depth, so many of us become the father and shake our heads. And that just might be the last thing we do.